is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Fort Loramie. It's girls action, matinee style on this Saturday. The Fort Loramie Redskins, the Rushi Raiders. It is a key Shelby County League game already here the first week of December. These two clubs figure to be battling at the top of the league race all season long. Last year, the two teams split. Fort Loramie won 22 and lost 6 a year ago. Rushi 20 and 6 a year ago. Fort Loramie was beaten in the regional final by Minster. Ferrucci lost in the regional semifinal to Tri-Village. Promises to be a good game here today, Chuck, if Larissa Poling can go at full strength for Ferrucci. She suffered a volleyball injury, an ankle flared up on her in the regional tournament, and she's got to be at peak performance in order for the Ferrucci Raiders to give the Fort Loramie Redskins a real tussle in this contest this afternoon.
Well, no doubt. I mean, she's a six-footer. She's a senior. She's been playing since she was a freshman.
Yep.
Has a lot of experience. And, yeah, they definitely need her on the inside. And she needs to be able to take the pressure off because they can throw her the basketball against this pressure defense that Loramie's going to throw at them. And they're going to throw that at them all day long.
And that's exactly what happened last year in the second meeting when Ferrucci beat Fort Loramie late in the campaign by 12, 47-35. Larissa was a key factor running the floor against the press. The Lady Raiders got the ball to her in the middle of the court. She dispersed it. Jennifer Donyer did everything in that contest
right.
as well. Scored 17 points. She's averaging 18.5 in two games so far. Made seven or eight straight shots in the opener against Sydney. And Poling and Cardonier need to shine in this contest today.
Well, yeah, we talked about Poling, and Jenna Cardonier is just an outstanding basketball player. She got better and better and better last year. Coming off the bench, she was their spark, and she was absolutely good enough to start, but they wanted to keep her coming off the bench because that's where the success had been. I always used to say it doesn't matter who starts the game, it's who ends the game. Shea Borchers, another outstanding basketball player, a senior. Ashley Scott, only a sophomore, had a terrific volleyball season. Showed flashes last year of being a basketball player, and I think she's just going to get better and better as she gets experience.
Ferrucci girls have beaten Sydney 43-28 on the road without Larissa Poling. Defeated Jackson Center at home at Ferrucci 39-24 without Larissa Poling. She's warming up out on the floor. Looks to be 85-90%, close to 100, maybe not quite there. Again, she is a key component today for Ferrucci. She averaged about 7 rebounds a game last year, scored close to 13 per contest. She's a significant factor in this contest here today.
Well, with an ankle, I mean, I'm watching her go straight forward. The ankle injury is being able to go lateral.
Yep.
If you can't go lateral, then you got a problem, and that's what ankles will do to you.
And she needs to be able to spring off the floor and dominate the glass for Ferrucci. We've been impressed with Fort Loramie in two meetings so far this year, Chuck. Blew out Fairlawn in a game we didn't cover in a contest we did webcast down at the Journey to the Tourney in Westchester, Lakota. Last Saturday at Fort Loramie dispatched Proctorville Fairland, a Division III club, but 13 points, 51-38, led from start to finish. Missed some easy shots early in the game. That final margin could have been but quite a bit more than the 13 it was in the end. But
right.
Fort Loramie got very good balance all over the floor and from the bench, too.
Yeah, they did a great job, and I'll tell you what they do. If they're having a bad offensive game, you will never see them have a bad defensive game.
Right.
And that's what they did. They weathered a bad first quarter, down 11-8, and then put 18 points on the board in the second quarter to get the 7-point lead. And they got down to 5 at the end of 3, but they pulled away, and they did it with defense. They did it with making free throws. Kenzie Holscher stood at the free throw line. Also, Marissa Meiring and Alyssa Rasman all made big free throws in the fourth quarter to keep the lead.
How about substitute Macy Imwally in that victory for Fort Loramie over Fairland?
Yeah, all she did was come in and hit two threes and two twos and scored 10. So, yeah, she was kind of a factor in the game, too. I see an asterisk. She must have been Mike Clancy's player of the game.
Oh, she was. And Kenzie Holscher stands at 6 feet tall, a sophomore, can go inside, outside, can play virtually every position. But out there at the point, at the defensive end, she can be impressive, denying that ball by the other team as they attempt to enter the post.
She does an outstanding job playing on the perimeter. I would love to be able to see them develop Dana Rose as a point guard to be able to let Kenzie go inside and score, because I think she could be a 15-point scorer if she was able to go inside. But they definitely needed her on the point in the game we saw down at Lakota. But you can't, it's hard to ask a kid to play point and also be your leading scorer unless you're something special like in the NBA type thing.
Yeah, very well said. Rushi needs a game like it played last year in the second meeting against the Redskins. They need that kind of effort and success here in this contest this afternoon. Rushi won that game 47-35. The league race was over at that point. Fort Loramie wound up 11-1 in the Shelby County League. That was the Lady Redskins' only setback. It came to Rushi last league contest of the year. Rushi wound up 10-2 in league play one season ago. But the Raiders clearly need a game, a complete game like that again here this afternoon. Carla Siegel, 20th year head coach, Fort Loramie Girls. Winning percentage, Chuck, nearly 80%, averaging in excess of 20 wins per season. Andy Timmerman, third year here at Rushi. He has shown us and everybody else in the league that he is an outstanding head coach. He has really accelerated the game for these Lady Raiders the last few seasons.
Well, they had trouble fielding a JV team before he got here. Things had just kind of gone sideways for the program.
Right.
And he stepped in here, and it is now as solid a program as there is in the Shelby County League.
No question. And so many thanks here today on scorersbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. It's got high-quality furniture priced just right. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery program. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney. So many thanks here today on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game underwriting sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, we kicked off Shelby County League play last night, Chuck, with our initial boys contest of the year. Jackson Center on the road at Rushi, and the Tigers spoiled the Raiders' home opener, 48-44. Jackson Center won it. You talk about a total game, but both teams, each club played well opening night, only 11 turnovers combined. But Jackson Center defended a bit better than Rushi and kept the ball out of the hands of Daniel Kearns.
They did a good job on Kearns last night. He ended up with 9, 4 of those in the fourth quarter. But Jackson Center, Aiden Reichert, 6'4", sophomore, 18 points. He was 2, 4, 6, 8. He was 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 3 or 4 in the fourth quarter. And then Trent Platfoot came out. He hit 3 threes in the second half. It was a terrific team effort and team win for Jackson last night.
I think I'm overstating the case to talk about the fact that might have been an early league championship game last night. But nonetheless, it is extremely important, that game one evening ago, because Jackson Center won it away from home. Likewise, this Rushi Fort Loramie girls game is significant here today. These two teams figure to be 1-2, 2-1 when the Shelby County League race ends. We've got the starting lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins against the Rushi Raiders girls basketball as we kick off Shelby County League play on the girls side here this afternoon. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, including Maury's Landing, outstanding restaurant across from Lake Loramie. Fine food. You'll love the baked haddock dinner. Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. And Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Wapakoneta Avenue. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple good reasons, quality and reliability. Talk to Jerry Werman at Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Starting lineups being introduced for both teams. For the Rushi Lady Raiders, Jenna Cordonier, 18.5 points a game in two contests. She's a 5'8 senior. Larissa Poling in the middle, a 6-foot senior, overcoming an ankle injury to get the starting nod here today. She has not played at all this year in two games. Shea Borcher starts, a 5'8 senior guard. Ashley Scott, a 5'7 sophomore guard. And the fifth starter for Rushi is Jessica York, a junior, 5'9" tall. Caitlin Monin will come off the bench here today. She, Ashley Scott, Katie Ewing, who will come off the bench, and Jessica York have all scored 8 points in one of the two games this season. Jenna Cordonier has tallied 23-14 in the two victories for the Rushi Raiders so far. As you can hear in the background, the public address announces the opening five for the Fort Loramie girls. Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'5" tall, a junior. Kenzie Holscher in the opening five, a 6-foot sophomore. Taylor Ratterman, 5'5" tall, a junior. Also in the opening five for the Fort Loramie ladies. Dana Rose in the opening quintet, 5'11" and a soft. And the fifth starter, Marissa Myring, 5'8" tall, a junior, is Marissa. Kennedy Gebhardt scored 8 points a game last year. Kenzie Holscher, 8. Taylor Ratterman, 7. Marissa Myring, 9.7. Dana Rose, 5 points a game a year ago. Not one Lady Redskin, as we've noted before, Chuck, averaged in double digits in the 2017-18 season.
No, they didn't. And I'll tell you what else they don't have is a senior on the roster.
Right.
And a JV team that we just watched that is as talented as any girls JV team I've watched in my 30 years of basketball.
Yeah, it was marvelous play turned in by the Fort Loramie Redskin JV squad Those girls are outstanding.
Well, you don't know how good Rushi is, but it really didn't matter because of the skill level you watched was impressive.
Yep, glowing performance by the Fort Loramie JVs. Opening tip to start the varsity game is won by Fort Loramie, and quickly the ball is dished off on the play to Dana Rose, and Rose slips between a couple defenders and immediately zips toward the rim, fouled in the act of shooting, and just 5 seconds in, Fort Loramie's at the free throw line with two shots. Dana Rose connects, 1-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins got better than 6 rebounds a game a year ago from Kenzie Holscher and Marissa Myring. Second free throw by Dana Rose, up and through. Dana averaged better than 2 rebounds per contest. And thanks to Dana Rose's 2 free throws, Fort Loramie's on top 2-0. Here's a near steal at midcourt. Fort Loramie claws the ball away. It goes out of bounds. It will be inbound by Jessica York on the far side. York, a junior, gets it into Jenna Cordonier. She'll be watched closely by Fort Loramie's defense. Cordonier has dazzled in 2 contests so far this year. Baseline right corner at Shea Borchers, hemmed in. She's guarded closely. She's got to get rid of it. Does so to Scott, 25 feet away. She goes cross court to Cordonier. Spin move in the paint. Ball is yanked right out of her hands. Ruled a jump. Arrow favors Rushi. White shirts will be attracted to Jenna Cordonier once she receives the ball all day long. Inbounding right of the rim, it is Scott. Feeds right corner to Cordonier. Ball whistled around the top of the circle. Scott's got it left corner. Hits Poling in the paint. A leaner from 10. Banked it too hard. No good. Rebound Kenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. She's on the go. Nobody stops her. All the way to the rim. It is off the backboard. Iron no good. Tough break for her. Rebound down to Cordonier for Rushi. Up to midcourt to Borchers. Left side of the floor to a teammate. It is Cordonier back to the basket. Down to Scott on the arc. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played a minute. Right wing, it's Jessica York. Gives it off to Borchers in the corner. She's boxed in. Starts through the top of the circle. Gives it to Scott. Scott on the bounce. Rushi with one look at the basket in the first 90 seconds. Head of the key, Cordonier. Outside the arc on the left to Scott. Finally finds a teammate low on the left underneath. It's York. She overshoots from point blank range. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor to Gebhardt. Look at her go. She scoots to the rim and scores. Boy, the Redskins want a run, and they're showing it. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 6:24 to go in the first. Timeout Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Oh, big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Francis Schulze and Superior on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Stop in, tell Jolene Renderly. You heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We played 2 minutes, opening quarter, Fort Loramie 4, Rushi nothing. Here is Scott, outside the arc on the left, drops it down inside to York, right back to Scott, 25 feet away. Cordonier handles, picked up by Dana Rose, loses her dribble, gets it back, throws it to Borchers, lob pass inside, intended for Poling, picked off on the play by Myring of Fort Loramie. Down to Holscher, left baseline Gebhardt. She crowds her way to the rim, shot deflected off the underneath side of the glass. Then it's tapped out on the arc where Rose finds it. To Gebhardt in the corner. Fort Loramie still controls the ball, leading 4-0. We played 2.5 minutes, and the ball is punched out of bounds by Rushi in the corner. The one thing that is troubling Poling right now, Chuck, is endurance. She hasn't been on the floor much the last 2 weeks, limited practices, and boy, she's trying to pace herself. She looks a bit winded.
Well, there's a big difference between being in volleyball shape and being in basketball shape.
Mm-hmm. Here's Taylor Ratterman, open look, peeled off a screen, swish from 18 feet just inside the arc. Kenzie Holscher screened the Rushi defender, freeing up Ratterman, and she drained it. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 5-10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Out on the arc, it is Shea Borchers, ripped away by Myring. Myring dashes down the floor, all the way to the rim, banked it in motion. 8-0 Fort Loramie, very good beginning for the Lady Redskins. Outstanding start. Here's Scott, 25 feet away. Top of the circle, Cordonier. Lobs down inside for Poling, goes to catch it. Oh, and she's tripped. Loose ball, out of bounds to Rushi. Marissa took a spill. Hopefully she is okay. Rushi obviously will get much better as the season progresses, as Larissa gets healthier. Right now the ankle troubling her just a bit. Ball inbounded by Rushi. Open player inside the arc. Left flank is Jenna Cordonier. Bingo on the 16-footer. She nails it. 8-2 Fort Loramie by 6. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Ratterman 25 feet away. Spins inside the arc now. Hands off to Dana Rose, guarded by Scott. Rose motions. Looks for help. Wants to go to put off. Can't. Coming out to catch on the play for Fort Loramie is a teammate who dumps it down inside. Intended on the play for Rose. Slapped away by Rushi and stolen. Here comes Scott down the floor. Ashley for Poling in the middle. Knocked free by Fort Loramie. And then Rushi grabs it in the corner but steps out of bounds. Fort Loramie's defense has been suffocating so far. Rushi has no room to operate at the offensive end of the floor.
No, they pressure the ball so well, and they shut down your options to the wings, and it is a suffocating defense. You're right.
8-2, Fort Loramie leads. 3:56 left here in the opening quarter. Right side of the floor, Ratterman, ball high overhead. Feeds down inside to Putoff. Oh, she goes opposite to a teammate, and it's laid in. Marissa Myring got the deuce. Room service pass. Talk about cohesion and chemistry at the offensive end. Fort Loramie's in mid-season form. Here's a steal by Dana Rose at the timeline. She goes down the floor, banks it up hard, no good. The rebound is in. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Myring again.
Myring with a stick back deuce. 12-2 Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi, baseline right. Open player, crowds herself to the rim. It's Katie Ewing, and it's blocked by Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Rose. Rose hands off on the play to Myring. Here's a wraparound pass below the rim, then fed to Rose on the arc. She hoists up a three, missed it long, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. Taken down by Shea Borchers. She throws up the left side of the floor. No one home. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 12-2 Redskins, 2:56 to go in the first. Head coach Carla Siegel has had these same young ladies now for a few years, and as a result, Chuck, they are playing together so well.
Yeah, and she's got an 8-person rotation, and she doesn't lose anything when she subs.
Here's put off foul line, hits the cutter Kennedy Gebhardt. Then the ball is thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's jacked up from long range by Macy Imwali. No good off the heel. Rebound down to Rushi. Kendall Monin in now, 5'4 sophomore guard. Monin's pass, left side of the floor, deflected. Rushi gets it back, throws it away. Picked off by Putoff. Putoff to the trailer, Holscher. Holscher between the rings with 2:18 left in the first. Head coach Carla Siegel barks out a play. Redskins. There's a cross-court pass. We've got a foul below the basket in the paint. Holding on Fort Loramie. Away from the ball, Rushi gets possession. Trailing 12-2. We've played nearly 6 minutes here in the opening quarter. Here comes Rushi up and over the timeline. It's Kendall Monin. Monin being checked tightly by Gebhardt. And the ball hits the deck off a shoe. It rolls away to a Redskin player. Imwally's got it. Quickly up the floor to a teammate. Ball thrown below the rim to Gebhardt. Driving through the lane. She flips it up on the run. Hacked on the arm, and she gets two.
you get no time to breathe. On the offensive end, they are in your shorts, and as soon as they have the ball, they're flying the other way. Yeah. There's no time to rest.
Yeah, well said. No time to breathe at all against this Fort Loramie club, offensively or defensively. Free throw by Kennedy Gebhardt is in and out, no good. Minute 49 left in the first. Line change for Fort Loramie. Redskins have Holscher on the floor, Gebhardt at the free throw line. Dana Rose back in. Imwally was out there briefly. So was put off. Ratterman and Raspin now. Alyssa Raspin in at a guard spot. One free throw missed, one made by Kennedy Gebhardt. It's 13-2. And as the Raiders enter the half court, Rushi commits a shove. Or I should say Fort Loramie commits a shove.
Rushi? Yeah, it was on Holscher. She bumped her enough to knock her down, so they're going to call that.
Yep. Here's Kendall Monin inbounding. Baseline left. The feed goes to Shea Borchers. She's cornered. Gives it up to Poling on the arc. Cross court it goes to Jenna Cordiner. Drives into the lane. Oh, a nice dish off to a teammate. Borchers can't get the roll of the four-footer. Tug of war for the rebound. Loose in the far corner. And Holscher comes out of there with it for Fort Loramie, which leads 13-2. Minute 18 to go, first quarter. Head of the key, Gebhardt sets. Little bunny hop, nearly walked. Fired up the two-pointer, not the three, and swished it.
I think she was shocked she was that wide open.
15-2, Fort Loramie. A minute to go, opening period. Here's Cordiner, picks up her dribble at midcourt. Hand off to Caitlin Monin down the right side. Monin looks for help, finds the cutter, Borchers. She lost it momentarily, threw it behind her to Poling for the finish. Outstanding assist on the play. Outside the arc on the left, Holscher launches a three for Fort Loramie. Off the back brace, no good. Rebound Rushi. Half minute left, opening period. Redskins by 11. Down the right side, Jenna Cordiner. Picked up tightly. Gives it up on the play to Caitlin Monin. She jacks up a 15-footer, missed it, off the heel. Rebound Holscher, look at her go. 4-on-3, Fort Loramie. Hits a teammate coming in from the right wing. Shot up and in. Ratterman on the goal for Fort Loramie. 10 seconds left, opening period. Redskins with 13. Here's Cordiner looping the ball right corner to Borchers. 4 to play. At to Monin, straight away Cordiner. Get the elbow on the left. She steps back, shoots it from 18. Air ball out of bounds as the buzzer sounds, ending the opening 8 minutes. Fort Loramie 17, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Jack with Chuck at Fort Loramie. Quarter number two upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie 17, Rushi 4 after 8 minutes. You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online as well. Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Fort Loramie possession starting the second quarter. Oh, a good pass and cut. Nice delivery. Dana Rose high left, found Kenzie Holscher, 2 points, and the Redskins lead swells to 15.
Well, Kenzie gave it up. They set a back screen for her, a set play, and worked to perfection.
Deep in the right corner, Borchers for Rushi. On the arc of Gradonier, she sets and shoots a three, and the long arms of Dana Rose blocked it. Taylor Ratterman's got the loose ball. She hustles down the floor and rims a runner in the lane. Rebound, though, to Rose. Banks it from six, and you can count it. Dana Rose on the glass, got the two for the Redskins, who are revved up and playing extremely well, leading Rushi 21-4. Here is Scott driving down the floor for Rushi. Left side of the lane, overshoots near the basket. Challenged at the goal, rebound by the Redskins. Quickly down the floor to Myring. Myring from the left wing all the way to the cup for two more.
She looks like the player she was when she was a freshman after before her knee injury.
You can say that again, Chuck. Wow. Fort Loramie 23, Rushi 4. Timeout Raiders. 1 minute gone. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Here come the Rushi Raiders needing some offense and improved defense. Fort Loramie has rattled the Raiders here at the outset. A minute 15 played in the second quarter. 23-4 Fort Loramie. Here's Scott, top of the circle for Rushi, looking for a teammate. Heaves at left corner. No one there. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
That's eight turnovers. That's more than their boys team had in the whole game last night.
Redskins have done nothing wrong, everything correctly so far, Chuck, here against Rushi.
Yeah, they've been terrific.
Top of the circle, Gebhardt looks into the post. Goes to Dana Rose inside the arc, high left. Jump shot rolls off, no good. Scrappy rebound down low by Fort Loramie's Corinne Heitkamp, and then she's tied up, and the arrow favors Rushi. We've got Ratterman at guard right now for Fort Loramie, along with Kennedy Gebhardt. Corinne Heitkamp is in. Dana Rose is on the hardwood, as is Marissa Myring. It's Poling, Borchers, Cordonier, Scott, and the fifth player is Jessica York for the Raiders. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Rushi with the ball out high. It is Cordonier near side to Borchers. Screen set by Cordonier. Loose ball on the floor. Jenna picks it up, goes to the rim, missed it, no good. Oh, look at the follow by Jessica York. She's got a nice deuce.
Nice job of going to get the basketball.
Jessica Johnny on the spot. Followed the miss. And on the glass, she stuck it back in. 23-6 Fort Loramie. Here's a shot by Myring. 15-footer. Nobody checked her closely. And she popped it home for Fort Loramie. 25-6 in favor of the Redskins. Up the floor, Poling. High left for Rushi. Outside the arc now to Scott. Scott picked up by Heitkamp closely. Deep in the left corner, York for Rushi. Bounces to Cordonier 25 feet away. Lobbing down inside for Poling. And there's a crash, contact. Players hit the floor, over guarding Fort Loramie against Poling. Common foul, 5:09 left second quarter. Three changes here now for Fort Loramie. Holscher put off, back in. Along with Imwali, Macy Imwali off the bench, 5'6 junior. Ball thrown in bounds to Cordonier. Foul line extended right at Shea Borchers, and she hits. A long two-pointer by Borchers from about 18 feet. She zeroed in nicely. Smooth-looking shot. Bad pass by Fort Loramie. Rushi on the steal. Here's Cordonier down the floor, batted away by Fort Loramie, and out of bounds. 4:50 to go, second quarter, 25-8 Fort Loramie. Rushi substituting Caitlin Monin back on the floor. Got Caitlin and Kendall both see action. Larissa Poling gets a spell. As Chuck noted it several minutes ago, big difference between volleyball shape and basketball shape. And Larissa has not played in a hoops game this year, missing the first two because of a volleyball ankle injury. And her condition will get better. Her fitness will improve as this season progresses. Look at that long three ball by Ashley Scott of Rushi. Wow, was that ever pretty, Chuck?
Yep. She was a good shooter last year as a freshman.
She arched that one in from 21 feet right in front of Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel. It rattled and stayed in right down through the well, 25-11, 14-point lead Fort Loramie with 4:34 left here in the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Rushi at the Fort Loramie end. Redskins inbound to put off. Foul line extended right. Ball knocked away. Loose in the corner. Fort Loramie got a piece of it last. Out of bounds to the Raiders. And head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. 4.5 left in the second. Redskins up 14 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Redskins in the lead by 14. Rushi's had a little spurt here in the last 2 minutes, Chuck. Head coach Andy Timmerman's club has looked better here in the second period.
Well, it was 23-4 at one point.
So it's a 7-2 run here by Rushi. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie and then a palming violation against Gebhardt. It is hard to put into words for our webcast listening audience the tenacity of Fort Loramie at the defensive end. It's at times, Chuck, like there are seven or eight white shirts on the floor.
Well, I know that when I coached at Pickwell and we were getting ready to play Trotwood, I would have seven of my kids press against me to try to simulate the quickness they were going to see.
And a Rushi turnover leads to a Fort Loramie turnover down to her left as Holscher had the ball top of the circle, took a little stride with the pivot foot to pass the ball to the left corner, didn't release it. And that pivot foot moved about 6 inches.
Well, coaching point by Coach Siegel said you stop with both feet and you don't establish your pivot foot yet.
Yes, exactly. Here's a lob pass on the arc by Rushi to the post. Intercepted by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. She barrels down the floor into the left corner. Punched away by Rushi. Couple players fall to the floor. Let's see what has been called as the referees look at each other.
They're going to call foul on putoffs, my guess.
Foul on putoff of Fort Loramie. Rushi possession. 25-11 Redskins, who make three changes. 1, 2, 3 on the floor now. Ratterman for Fort Loramie, along with Putoff. Also in Caitlin Gasson, 5'2 sophomore. Holscher still out there. Now Dana Rose hustles to the scorer's table. Rushi on a little bit of a run here, having scored 7 of the last 9. Here's nearly an over and back by Rushi. Raiders go to save it and pitch it out of bounds anyway. Fort Loramie's defense has triggered every single turnover imaginable and then some by Rushi.
Yeah, but Loramie's offense has come in, hit a little bit of a lull now.
Yep, a snag for the Redskins offensively. Holscher top of the circle. Boy, was Fort Loramie ever clicking through the first 9 or 10 minutes of this game. Outside the arc, left wing is Myring, perhaps beyond her range. Overshoots a three, didn't catch iron, rebound down to Rushi. Here's Cordonier up the floor, 3:14 to go, second quarter. 25-11, Fort Loramie. Left flank, it goes to Katie Ewing, who's in now. 5'6", senior forward. Bad pass picked off by Rose. Ahead to Ratterman. Ratterman pulls up, 18-footer in the air. Off the flange, no good. Strong rebound by Rose to the rack. Hard on the shot, but a foul against Rushi. 2 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie's been stuck at 25 for the last close to 3 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they were up 13 at the quarter. Now they're up 14, so they have not pushed it out like they did to start the game.
And we have Jenna Cordon. You're perhaps experiencing maybe a little scant bit of blood on a
on her neck. Somebody got scratched.
Yep, scratched on her neck. And here comes a Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer to the rescue.
I'm not sure why they're shooting free throws when everybody's standing around, and one of the girls in the game was standing over here getting worked on.
Dana Rose at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Free throw circles the rim, goes in.
She missed the first, made second. That's why I said they shot a free throw while all the attention was over here.
And I didn't see it. One of two free throws by Rose, second one good, 26-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:48 to go here in the second quarter. The Raiders, in order to make this game interesting starting the third quarter, need a bit of a blitz to end the first half. As Chuck noted, it was 23-4, so 7 of the last 10 points have been scored by Rushi. Here's a cross-court pass by Poling, intended for Caitlin Monin, picked off by Dana Rose. Dana on the run down the floor. She's bumped as she goes in, shooting the ball. She earns 2 at the stripe. 26-11 for Loramie. Couple free throws here for Dana Rose. Rushi crowd not happy with the call, but the defender was moving.
I think so.
Yeah. Dana Rose dips the knees, free throw in the air, swish. She's got nice form at the stripe.
Never seen a charge call or a block call that the opposite team didn't yell about anyway.
Exactly. Second free throw here for Dana.
Had a weird one in the boys' game last night where two officials had it two different ways and they called a double foul.
Yeah, I didn't like that choice.
Didn't care for it myself.
Nope. Second free throw, Dana up and in, 28-11 Fort Loramie. 2:30 left, second quarter. Here's Jenna Cordonier across the timeline. Well, Fort Loramie's done an excellent job covering her in this game.
Well, that was the 15th turnover by the Raiders.
Bounce pass off the leg of a Raider into the Fort Loramie bench. Yeah. Redskins have it up 17.
Got a hand in there, knocked it off Larissa's knee and out of bounds.
Holscher timeline picked up by Cordonier. Coming out to catch is Dana Rose. Caitlin Gasson on the floor, a 5'2 sophomore. Here's Rose, gets a screen from Holscher. Dana open from 16, missed it off the back brace. Loose ball rebound low on the right. Guess who comes out of there with it? Marissa Myring. She took it to the cup, blocked from behind, out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession below the rim.
This is where they're missing Poling's mobility. She was a terrific shot blocker and defender, and I think it's going to come around again.
Good inbounds pass. Ratterman hits the cutter. Rose, but the shot is flicked away by Cordonier. Good defense by her. Jenna, top of the circle, circles, hands it off on the plate of Borchers. Right back to Jenna, in the paint, to the rim, shoveled it toward the basket. Her arm was grabbed, and Jenna Cordonier gets 2 free throws with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 28-11. Redskins, Chuck, have not had a field goal, I don't think, in about 3.5 to 4 minutes.
It's been a while.
May have been one scored by Myring in this 4-minute stretch. Free throw swish by Cordonier. And Jenna has been held in check, averaging nearly 19 a game coming in. She's only gotten 3 so far. That foul shot's a little lengthy. Rebound down to Rose for Fort Loramie, which leads by 16. Here's Myring. Here's Gebhardt, elbow on the left. Now Rose at the foul stripe in the right corner. Holscher, who swings back out on top. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Bounce pass high right to Ratterman. Fakes left, goes right, baseline. Her wraparound pass below the backboard is kicked by Rushi. Fort Loramie will inbound to the right of the hoop. 16-point game. Redskins lead. Ball lobbed into Rose behind the foul stripe. And there's a block by Poling. Larissa got it. Ran down the floor. Staggers a little bit. Contact is made. She might have walked. Clearly there was a foul against Fort Loramie, which is first.
I think that was the correct call. She did travel, but she was being harassed.
Yep. And it was nice to see Larissa get a big block at her defensive end.
Yep, she's got 2 in a row now.
28-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute 23 to go in the second quarter.
That was second foul on Kenzie Holscher.
Here's Ashley Scott below the rim, lobbing out on the arc to Caitlin Monin. Now to Borchers. Borchers on the bounce. Gives it up to Cordonier. was she shade of a two players whenever she touches it. Verdonier gave it up, got it back. Now Scott 25 feet away. Minute 7 to go in the half. Bounce pass left wing to Caitlin Monin, and that was one of those no-look bounce passes that goes into the first row.
She should have looked.
Minute 7 left here in the second quarter. 28-12 Fort Loramie. Redskins were up 17-4 after one, spurted to a 23-4 lead early in the second as she tried to steer that ball for Meiring, who simply was not tall enough to reel it in. Rushi's picked up the defense here in the second period.
Yeah, they have, but I'm telling you, Loramie's just not as crisp.
Nope, Redskins not as sharp in the second as they were in the first. Verdonier 25 feet away to Borchers for Rushi. 38 ticks left on the clock, second quarter. Right corner, Caitlin Monin. Now to Scott. High-low for Poling down inside. It touched her fingertips. Borchers got the loose ball on the baseline. Rushi still got it. Outside the arc to Verdonier. 22 seconds to go in the half. Bad pass picked off by Meiring. Near side to a teammate, Imwally. On the go with the left hand. No good, but a foul against Rushi. Nice job by Macy on the move to the rim in motion. Got it up there with the left hand.
Created the bump, yep. And then got the shot up on the rim.
Two free throws for Imwally. The first is in the air. It is good. 29-12, Fort Loramie up 17. Biggest lead, 19. That shot short, dangling on the rim, coming off. Rebound, Verdonier. 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Verdonier midcourt. Lobs to Poling outside the arc. And Rose steals with six to play in the half. Dana, three on none. Down the floor, unmolested, up and in. And that will conclude the first half. 19-point lead for Fort Loramie matches the Redskins' biggest. 31-12, Redskins here at the half. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is coming up in a moment. We're at the half at Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins 31, Lady Raiders 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack with Chuck back here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 31, Raiders 12, girls basketball, Shelby County League. Opening Saturday of our Shelby County League webcast schedule. Redskins are up by 19 here at the break. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, Chuck.
Well, looking at the team stats, Loramie has a 14-9 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned the ball over 18 times in the first half. That's a killer. Loramie turned it over 6 times. 7-10 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Only 1-2 for Arushi in the first half. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They had Jenna Cordonier with 3, Ashley Scott with 3. Then they got 2 from Poling, 2 from Borchers, and 2 from Jessica York. They scored 4 and 8, 12 for the first half. Fort Loramie was led by Marissa Myring with 10 and Dana Rose with 9. They got 5 out of Kennedy Gephardt, 4 from Taylor Ratterman, 2 from Kenzie Holscher, and a free throw from M. Wally. They scored 17 and 14. Lead it 31-12 at the half.
It's been just about all Redskins so far. 19-point spread here at intermission. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. 31-12 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thankleson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start, which was a dozen years ago when Jeff Bray and I got ScoresBroadcast.com off the ground. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Today we highlight a couple players on each team, or I should say one on each club, Kenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie, and Jenna Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. Kenzie is a sophomore, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Al and Angie. Takes part in volleyball. She's a student volunteer, Spanish club, mathletes, and she'd like to pursue the medical field. Jenna Cordonier, a senior for Rushi, daughter of Rob and Lori, also a 4.0 GPA. She participates in the Lead Rushi Through UD program. also the National Honor Society, softball, volleyball, and the leadership team at church. She'll attend a four-year university and pursue a health career. Kenzie Holscher, Jenna Cordonier, under the spotlight here today, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Our underwriting sponsors here today on ScorersBroadcast.com include the In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. On the web at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Dickman, Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, a couple of big shout-outs, one to the Francis Schulze Company, the other to Superior Aluminum. Thank you so much, Francis Schulze and Superior, for your assistance and support here on ScoresBroadcast.com, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And in addition, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which includes eight growing divisions. Three Fort Loramie Games sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Well, Chuck, Rushi's down 19. That's a big hill to climb. Raiders have got the talent to get it done. The problem is it's not lackadaisical, poor quality opposition being played against Rushi here today.
No, the hard part is going to be for them to score enough points. Yep. And hold Loramie. I'm not sure they can do it, but you know they do have talent.
Here is Fort Loramie with possession starting the third quarter. Myron gets an open 12-foot jump shot, left it way short, and then Rushi threw it long down the floor 70 feet. Borchers on the dead run, cannot catch up to it. It's out of bounds.
Yeah, Poling got just a little bit of that shot on Myring, and that's what made it come up short.
Yep, sure did. Got a fingertip on it. Good play by Larissa. She's trying to work her way back into basketball shape, suffering a late-season volleyball ankle injury. And you can tell she is not 100%.
No, she hurt herself on that last trip down. She's coming out.
Yep, she's hobbling. She's got a bit of a hobble. A tough break for her. We'll have Rushi and Anna girls next Saturday. Rushi and Anna girls next Saturday on scoresbroadcast.com from Rushi. In fact, Poling's on the bench now, taking the shoe off. They may rewrap that ankle.
She's wearing a brace, and sometimes if you're not used to those, they slide on you, and they can create blisters. I think that might be what's going on.
Yep. Here's a long three-point shot left corner. Good by Rushi. Well done from the outside. Wow, that was heaved in by Caitlin Monin. Nothing but net. Ashley Scott had a three-point shot at the other end of the floor in the first half that looked just like that one. 31-15, Fort Loramie's lead 16. Redskins have been buoyed here today by a superb first 8 to 10 minutes of action. Since it was 23-4, Rushi has played Fort Loramie a little better than even. Bad pass by Fort Loramie, juggled, and Rushi's got it. Here come the Raiders down the court. Jessica York flips it cross court. It's telegraph. Holscher on the intercept to the rim from behind Cordonier. Got a piece of the ball, maybe the arm. Nope. Good defensive effort. Ball. No, it is a foul against
Jenna. Yeah, she hammered her. Good foul, though.
In the act of shooting was Kenzie Holscher, who alertly made a fine awareness interception seconds ago, awarded two free throws. It clangs all around and comes off. Tell you what, Chuck, in girls' high school basketball, free throw shooting is so critical. Oftentimes, games are won in the 40s, maybe even the 30s, and if you can make a high percentage at the stripe, you come out on top.
Yeah, you can't give points away.
No. Holscher missed one, made one. Rushi with the ball. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. 32-15 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive, right corner, Monin for Rushi, and she's tripped. Out of bounds, Raiders, far side of the court. Looking to throw in is Rushi, sideline. Raiders find an open player in Cordonier near center circle. Ball high overhead for Jenna. Picks up the dribble, needs help. Goes 25 feet away to Borchers, and her arm is grappled by Holscher of Fort Loramie. Three fouls on her. 32-15, 17-point lead Fort Loramie. 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. This was a 23-4 game very early in the second quarter. And since that point in time, 11-9, Rushi. Here's Scott on the arc. Between the rings to Caitlin Monin. Outside the arc, it's Cordonier lobbing for a teammate down inside. She stumbles because of contact from Fort Loramie. Foul Redskins, who have amassed four common personals so far. Rushi inbounding, Cordonier right corner. Boy, Jenna cannot get a good look at the basket. She's been shaded by multiple Fort Loramie players. And just as I say that, Cordonier gets free rein right down the paint to the rim and blew the layup. Rebound to Imwali for Fort Loramie. And she scurries down the floor, angles in from the right flank, and she's fouled at the rim and is awarded two. That miss, but Jenna, Chuck, maybe the only time all year, she misses one that looks that good to her.
I think she found herself open for the first time. It scared her.
At Fort Loramie has done an immaculate defensive job on Jenna Cordonier. Free throw good by Imwali of Fort Loramie. Ratterman comes out. Alyssa Rassman comes in. Rassman, a 5'7 junior. Both free throws made by Imwali. Boy, she has got a very nice shooting stroke at the stripe. As we found out from three-point territory in that win by Fort Loramie over Proctorville Fairland down at the Journey to the Tourney last week. Imwali connected four times behind the arc in that game. Here's Caitlin Monin, forecourt left for Rushi, which is down 34-15. Monin gave it up, got it back. That's Kendall Monin, baseline left to Shea Borchers. She lofts up a 16-footer, missed it short, no good. Bodies fall to the floor in the rebound, foul against Rushi. 5:12 left in the second, or I should say in the third. It's 34-15 Redskins. Scoring pace of this game has really slowed down since the early stage of the second quarter.
Well, Rushi has always been known to play awfully good defense also.
Yep, and they have for about the last two quarters or so of this game. At least a quarter and a half anyway. Fort Loramie's found points hard to come by since the first minute or two of the second period. Here's Gebhardt in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Bounce pass foul line. Then it's given right back to Kennedy. Rassman had it momentarily. Deep in the left corner, Myring. 4:30 left to go here in the third quarter. 19-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Rose galloping down the right side of the lane. Shot is blocked by Rushi. Taken away Raiders. 3-on-1 break. Delta Borchers in the corner. She lost it momentarily, got it back. 19-point lead Fort Loramie. Rushi ball. 4:14 to go in the third. Dribbling Kendall Monin. Right corner. Shot fake. Hands off to teammate Katie Ewing, who misses from 15. Cordonier gobbles up the rebound and sticks it in. Good hustle play by Jenna Cordonier of Rushi. 34-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Gebhardt, head of the key to Rose. Coming out to catch, left side is Rassman. Ball flipped around the top of the circle to Imwally, right wing. Now Dana. Dana back to Imwally. Shot fake, steps inside the arc. She's triple teamed. Finds a teammate, Myring, baseline right. Open from 10, missed it hard off the flange. Rebound down to Borchers Arushi. 17-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Straight away, Kendall Monin on the bounce, still dribbling. Enters the top of the circle, lost it, got it back. Sloppy pass, taken though by Cordonier. Handoff on the play to teammate Shea Borchers. Back to Jenna. Jenna foul line, loops it right corner. Here's a shot pumped up from behind the arc by Caitlin Monin. Hits the ring, no good. Rebounding foul against Fort Loramie. 3:02 left here in the third. 34-17 in favor of Fort Loramie, which had half this many points by the end of the first quarter, 17 in 8 minutes. But in the last 13 minutes, the Redskins have scored just 17 more. Inbounding right of the rim, Kendall Monin. Open shooter for Rushi is Scott. Fine look from 17. Missed it, though. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Up the floor, Corinne Heitkamp, 5'6", sophomore. Heitkamp looks for the cutter, Taylor Radiman. It's behind her and out of bounds. Well, head coach Carla Siegel, Chuck, for Fort Loramie. Every bit as displeased right now about her team at the offensive end as she was pleased with her club showing in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Here is Poling back on the floor for Rushi now after having made the ankle brace adjustment, and the ball is batted out of bounds by Fort Loramie, far side of the court. 2:40 to go here in the third. 34-17, Fort Loramie. Inbounds pass by Rushi, intercepted by Myring of Fort Loramie. Down the floor, gave it up, got it back, low on the left, powers to the rim. No good, but a foul against Rushi. Good effort by Myring, who will get two. Two minutes and 31 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's doubled the score on Rushi. Free throw, Myring, swish. 35-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Again, it's the Pork Chop Special 2, 8-ounce marinated chops tonight at Fort Loramie's Brookins, 10 Elm Street. You don't want to miss it. Mouth-watering taste. Boy, those pork chops are juicy, savory, flavorful. That's the Pork Chop Special tonight at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie at Rushi's end. Here's Scott on the arc. Gives it up to Olivia Mormon, who's in now, a 5'4 junior guard. Scott holds the ball high overhead. Coming out to catch is Poling. Poling looks down on the inside for Jessica York. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Rushi got it back. Straightaway pass to Cordonier, picked off on the play by Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed to Radiman, 2-on-2. Radiman at the rim, blocked by Rushi. Loose ball in the paint. Who's got it? Tie up, foul. Nope, jump. Arrow favors the Raiders. 36-17, Fort Loramie in the lead. A minute 54 left here in the third quarter. Chuck, it's been pretty much a stalemate since about 6.5 minutes to go in the second period of this game.
Yeah, the offensive intensity is not quite there for Loramie, but I think a lot of that has to do with the defensive pickup by Rushi.
Exactly. Raiders have made some adjustments. They've worked. Here's an inside pass by Scott, attempting to find Poling, and it's jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
They're throwing her passes down around her waist. They need to use her 6 feet and throw the ball up to her.
Baseline left, inbounded by Caitlin Monin for Rushi. Foul line to Cordonier. Top of the key, ball high overhead, looks for help. Goes right corner to Olivia Mormon. Straight away, Caitlin Monin, shot fake, then let it go. No good off the heel. Rebound down to Radiman for Fort Loramie. Taylor down the floor, left hand, has an opening to the rim. Got it for two. Oh, what a heads-up play by Taylor Radiman of Fort Loramie. Rushi over-guarded her to the perimeter. Taylor took advantage and sneaked in for the driving layup.
Yeah, she faked like she was going to turn it back out, and the defender didn't go with her, and she went in and shot a layup.
Beautifully done. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Rushi's got the ball 25 feet away on the right, trailing by 19. Scott loops it to Cordiner. She lets go the three. Oh, it's in and out. It was below the iron, down in the cylinder, snapped away. Two-on-one break for Fort Loramie. Here's a long cross-court pass, and the layup is good. Myring on the finish, and what a hurl by Caitlin Gasson as she zipped it to her coming in from the left wing. Myring on the two-pointer, and it's 40-17.
Now, they were doing a pretty good job of keeping them from getting out on the run, but the last two times down the floor, easy layups.
Four or five times in this game, Chuck, the fast break run by Fort Loramie has been picture perfect, a thing of beauty.
Yeah, they love it. That's why they don't mind turning the ball over some, as long as they're not silly turnovers. If they're running the ball and they turn it, they'll live with that.
Right. 32 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed in from out of bounds by Caitlin Monin into the corner to Poling. Throws a wraparound pass below the rim to Mormon. Mormon's got it left corner. Then her pass is nearly intercepted by Fort Loramie out of bounds. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter, 40-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Shea Borchers back on the floor for the Raiders. Borchers, Scott, Poling, Cordonier, and Caitlin Monin finish the period for the Raiders. Three-point try, left corner, Cordonier, short, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here is Myring down the floor to Rose. 10 seconds to play in the period. Dana on the arc, checked by Cordonier. Coming out to catch is Gebhardt. She drives down the lane, wanted to draw a foul, didn't. Good defense by Rushi, which has the ball as the quarter closes. Three periods have been played here at Fort Loramie, Shelby County League matinee. Our first Shelby County League girls contest head-to-head competition between two SCL teams, Fort Loramie and Rushi. Three periods in the books, 40-17 Lady Redskins over the Lady Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie Girls 40, Rushi 17. We start play here in the fourth. Kenzie Holscher drives the lane, leaves it for a teammate, Dana Rose, left baseline. Shot is long, no, rebound on the deck. It's a jump, a tie-up occurs. Give it to the Raiders.
We have the winner on the field.
Our next action here on scoresbroadcast.com Tuesday night. Our webcast is from Belle Fountain High School. Sydney on the road for the third straight game. In fact, head coach John Willoughby's team begins the campaign with four road games. Five out of six are away from home. And Sydney is at Belle Fountain on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30. We've got the webcast at 7:10 for you. Andre Gordon's return was launched last night when he piled up 30 in a commanding Sydney win on the road at Tip. Foul against Fort Loramie, blocking variety as the Rushi player tried to squeeze into the lane. Good try by Shea Borchers, and she attracted the two-shot foul.
Well, I'll tell you, Sydney was going to be a good basketball team. Now they're going to be a regional contender.
No doubt. Free throw short by Borchers. Yeah, I expect a splendid season from Rytez Roberts. But with Gordon on the floor, you've got to give him so much attention. And you've got talented young men like Josiah Hudgens, Rytez Roberts. They are going to excel with Andre Gordon out there all year long. Both free throws no good by Rushi, and then the Redskins come down the floor in a jiffy and cough it up underneath the basket. 7:17 left in the game, 40-17 in favor of Fort Loramie, which led 23-4 about a minute and a half into the second period. Since then, it's been fairly even. Here's Scott outside the arc on the right for Rushi. For Gordonier, dumps it down inside to Poling. She's double-teamed. Ball is scratched away by Fort Loramie, ruled a jump. And the arrow says it will be Redskins possession. Again, if you joined us late, Marissa Poling, late season volleyball ankle injury. She's not 100% here today, hobbling a little bit. Slight limp in the gait every now and then. She's gone out at least on one occasion to adjust that ankle brace, and certainly her wind is not what it will be in a couple more weeks.
It looked like it was bothering her arch, and they were kind of working on a calf cramp, and that will cause that.
Here is Holscher. Here's Radiman. Oh, a stellar double team by Rushi. Taken away by Cordonier. Jenna down the floor, bothered from behind on the layup. No good, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds off Rushi. Good recovery by Fort Loramie. 6:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins in the lead by 23. Holscher to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Redskins in the home white. Red numerals outlined in black. Rushi blue from top to bottom. Bright gold numbers. White piping. Holscher head of the key. Tries to scramble her way into the lane. Ball is clawed away by Rushi. Then a jump. And the arrow favors Rushi. Head coach Carla Siegel wants a timeout for Fort Loramie. 6:23 left. 23-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Final 6:23 here from Fort Loramie. Shelby County League girls game, Redskins and Raiders. Last year, these two clubs played at the end of round one, end of round two. Every 2 years, there is schedule rotation, and it happened between last year and this year. And the late rounders between these two teams moved up to early first and second round games here in 2018-19. Thus, we have the matchup, first weekend of December. Mistake by Fort Loramie. Redskins lost it out of bounds after the timeout. Rushi has it now. Jenna Cordonier has been limited to only two field goals in this game, averaging nearly 19 in two contests coming in. 5:50 left to go in the contest. Top of the circle, Caitlin Monin with the ball for Rushi. Dumps it down to Cordonier in the left corner. Good cross-court pass. Oh, what an assist by Jenna as she found Caitlin Monin. Jenna's scoring may have suffered a little bit today thanks to the Fort Loramie defense, but not her passing, as that was a great throw. Here's a miss by Fort Loramie at the other end, and Marissa Meiring gets the rebound, shot to go in. Scott back in a hurry for Rushi in the right corner. Lobs it cross court to Caitlin Monin. Left corner, Shea Borchers. Back to Monin, straight away Scott. She hurls up a three. It hits the rim, no good. And the rebound deflected away to Holscher for Fort Loramie. She scurries down the floor in the lane all the way to the rim. It is blocked by Poling, who got a piece of it, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go in the fourth, 42-19 in favor of the Redskins. Well, you've got to believe by the time these two teams meet again to start the second round of league play, Poling will be in much better shape for Rushi. 4:48 to go in the game. Here's Radiman looping to Dana Rose, right baseline for Fort Loramie. Tries to dribble through Jenna Cordagna, who gets a leg on the ball. Out of bounds it goes. Katie Hewing in for Rushi. Out comes Poling. Gebhardt leaves for Fort Loramie. Here's an inbounds pass, but Fort Loramie, well done. Ball caught in the lane and banked in, but Dana Rose, she showed strong muscle there, got it to fall, and was fouled. 44-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Dana, too hard. Rebound right corner, tracked down by Rushi. Cordagna in backcourt. Long lob up the floor, intercepted by Imwali. Imwali gives up her dribble, double-teamed. Then flips it up ahead to Ratterman inside the arc. Stops and pops. Off to the right, no good. Long rebound to Rose. She tries from 15. It's short. Rebound down to Rushi. Cordagna lobbing ahead to Caitlin Monin. Behind her to Scott. Straight away, Borchers. Shea hangs on. Starts down the right side of the lane. Pulls up her dribble. Goes to Scott. Ball whipped into the left corner. Here's a long triple try, but Caitlin Monin, yes! Caitlin's had a couple, I think, from downtown in this game.
She's got 8 points.
8 points off the bench. Good effort by Caitlin Monin. Timeout called by Rushi. 44-22 Fort Loramie. 4:06 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Well, we've got half the fourth quarter to go. As I've said a few times, this was a 23-4 game early second quarter. It was a 19-point spread at that time. It's now 22. Rushi has played Fort Loramie pretty close to even over the last two-and-a-half periods.
Yeah, they didn't weather the start of the game with that intense bat defense.
Right. Deep in the left corner, Fort Loramie's got it. Here's a long three try. It is circling the rim, in and out, tough break. Good jump shot by Putoff right on the mark, but wouldn't stay down, and Rushi cleared the board. Here's Scott, faking right, going left, leaves it behind her for Cordagna. Her triple try hits the back brace. It glances off the backboard and then is jammed out of bounds underneath the rim by Fort Loramie. 3:36 left here in the fourth. Baseline left corner of the floor. Ashley Scott inbounds. Cordagna glides across the lane, underneath the basket, lays it up a little short. She was hindered, couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Taylor up the court, spin move, elbow in the right, to Holscher for a long, high-arching three, air ball, out of bounds off a Redskin. Probably an ill-advised shot.
At this point in the game.
Yep. Yeah, Fort Loramie looked every bit as good as they have in the first 10 minutes. In the first 10 minutes, Redskins looked about as sharp as they did at any time against Fairland. Outstanding first one quarter plus here today by Fort Loramie. Have a turnover down to her left against Rushi with 3:10 remaining here in this game. Additional changes, Olivia Mormon back on the floor for Ashley Scott for Rushi. Again, thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. At Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? And in Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And also M&A Muffler and Tires. Here's a triple try by Ratterman from the extreme corner for Fort Loramie. No good. Rebounding foul against the Redskins. And Rushi will shoot the 1-1 with 2:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Next contest for the Fort Loramie Redskins is 1 week from today on the road in Houston. We'll cover the game 1 week from Monday. That's Monday, December 10th, Fort Loramie at West Liberty Salem. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders in girls high school basketball follow up this game with a home contest on Monday against Newton, and then a big game at home 1 week from today against Anna. Anna was given a real tussle earlier in the Shelby County League schedule this year by Botkins. Rushi's on the road at Botkins on Saturday, December 15th. The lead is 20 for Fort Loramie, 44-24. Who is at the stripe there, Chuck?
That was Caitlin Monin. I'll tell you what, that young lady has found the ability to score. She's terrific.
And she may have found Clancy's as well. She's been standout. Here's a make by Fort Loramie down to her right. I'm falling behind here, Chuck. Who scored that goal?
No, they turned it over.
Dana Rose with a steal at midcourt. Look at that drive to the basket. She shuffles it up and in from down around her knees. Neatly done. Foul in the act of shooting. Count the goal. And Dana Rose with a marvelous play is at the stripe for the Redskins. An opportunity here to complete a three-point play. Shot by Dana up and good. And the lead is 25 at 49-24. 25-point lead for the Redskins. This is the widest margin of the afternoon. 1:48 to go. Here's a high dribble at midcourt, but Caitlin Monin got the pass away to a teammate. Then it's thrown into the post to Jessica York. Out on the arc to Olivia Moorman. Drives on the left side of the lane. Blocked out of bounds by Dana Rose. Redskins have height and length throughout the roster.
Well, they list Dana Rose as 5'7". I think she's taller than that.
It looks it, doesn't she?
She's got long arms.
Plays like 6 feet. Rushi inbounds below the rim. Fort Loramie clawed it away. Rushi got it back, and Fort Loramie fouled. It's on Gebhardt. 1:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 49, Rushi 24. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Tuesday night from Bell Fountain. The Sydney boys are on the road. We'll get our first look at Andre Gordon. John Willoughby's team is playing down at Hillsboro in a special event today. And the Yellow Jackets are the final game of a several-game agenda. They won't tip against Mason until 8:15 or 8:30 tonight at Hillsboro. And then Sydney is away from home again on Tuesday at Bell Fountain. And we've got coverage for you. Webcast at 7:10, the tip at 7:30. 49-25, Fort Loramie in the lead, 1:13 to go here in the fourth. Here's Gebhardt receiving a push as she scrambled into the paint area. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins, who will substitute Imwali and Putoff. Who's impressed you the most here today for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
Well, Dana Rose has 16 points. I think she's been terrific. Admiring, it looks like she's back to herself.
Yep.
But it's just a team effort. But those two did a lot of the scoring.
The first free throw by Gebhardt up and in, 50-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. The score was 44-22 on several occasions. It's been just about doubled throughout the afternoon. Second shot by Gebhardt, a lot of rim, and it rolls in. 51-25, Fort Loramie. Gebhardt comes out, and checking back in is Caitlin Gasson. Caitlin, a 5'2 sophomore. Redskins with the win, advanced to 3-0. Rushi 2-1. At the elbow on the left with the basketball is Kendall Monin for Rushi. Down into the corner to Olivia Moorman. She's closed off, feeds below the basket to Kendall Monin. Now out on the right wing, here's a jump shot tried by Katie Ewing, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass to the Redskins, picked off. Interception by Rushi. And then the Redskins return the favor with an intercept at midcourt. Then the ball is tied up, and the arrow favors Fort Loramie with 37.5 to go in the fourth. It was 23-4 early second quarter. Since that point in time, Fort Loramie has amassed 28 points and Rushi 21. Rushi's gotten it down below 20 a couple of times, but it's now 26. Fort Loramie throws it away. Interception by Mormon of Rushi with 28 seconds to go in the game. Ball swung between the circles to Andrea Monin, a 5'4 guard, a junior. Andrea looks for help. Gave it up, got it back, then it's thrown away. Gasson loops it down the floor to Corinne Heitkamp. A running one-hander off the backboard, no good. 10 seconds left, rebound Rushi. Deflected by Meiring at midcourt. No, it's Rassman who pokes it out of bounds. Rushi possession, 8.2 left here in the fourth quarter. These two teams connect once again early on in round two on Thursday night, January 17th at Rushi. Here is Rushi trying to squeeze into the paint area. Good defense by Fort Loramie, and it's an offensive foul on the Raiders. And Fort Loramie dribbles out the remaining seconds, and that's it. The Fort Loramie Redskins put this game away early, bolting to a 17-4 lead after one, stretched it to 23-4 about 90 seconds into the second quarter. And Fort Loramie wins comfortably going away, 51-25. Keep in mind, Rushi was without a healthy Larissa Poling here today, suffering from an ankle sprain at the end of the volleyball season. She is not near 100% in terms of running ability, jumping ability, or endurance. She'll get that way soon. Rushi's got an important date upcoming next Saturday against Anna. That's a critical Shelby County League game, and the Raiders hope to have Poling back at a rate closer to 100% by then. 51-25, Redskins win it. Thanks so much to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence with Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. And these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Shout-outs all day long to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Chuck, a look at final numbers. Fort Loramie with 31 points by halftime. Finished with only 20 in the final two quarters. Head coach Carla Siegel not pleased, I don't think, with the second half, although Fort Loramie put this game away with a splendid first 10 or 11 minutes.
Well, they never gave up 10 points in a quarter, so she's going to be very happy with that.
Yep.
51-25 was the final. 29-19 rebounding advantage for the Redskins, 11-3 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it 14 times. Rushi turned it 28.
Wow.
Free throw shooting, the Redskins 15 of 20, Rushi 4 of 8. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by sophomore Caitlin Monin with 10. Then they drop all the way down to Jenna Cordonier with 5. 3 from Ashley Scott, 2 from Poling, 2 from Borchers, 2 from Jessica York, and a free throw from Kendall Monin. They scored 25 for the game. On the other side, Dana Rose had 16. Marissa Meiring had 16. Kennedy Gephardt had 7, got 6 from Taylor Ratterman, and 3 each from M. Wally and Holscher. They that's a good basketball team.
Yep. In terms of point production, three young ladies, two for the Redskins, one for the Raiders, stood out here today with stellar performances.
Yeah, offensively, yeah, and defensively. I mean, they forced 28 turnovers. Took the pressure off really kind of in the second half and still forced 10 turnovers in the second half.
And those three ladies I'm talking about who will win Clancy's awards are?
They're going to get some food. It's going to be Dana Rose and Marissa Myring for the Redskins and Caitlin Monin for the Raiders.
Yeah, Caitlin, fine. Game off the bench. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney at 1269 Wapak, on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. Outstanding store for custom nameplates, badges, signs, various industrial engravings. And for colleges and schools, Regal is the source for a variety of trophies, plaques, and glass awards. That's Regal, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And thanks to Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie, Maury's Landing Restaurant. You'll enjoy that baked haddock dinner at night. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. and an array of wraps for lunch and the gourmet hamburger, too. Chuck, impressive show by Fort Loramie. Redskins off and running later on in the season. Looking forward to home dates against Versailles and Minster. Fort Loramie is going to be tough to beat. And again, emphasizing that defensive pressure today, 28 turnovers by Rushi. That's what did the Raiders in.
Well, they're going to be terrific, and they turned them early and got a big lead, got a good start, shared the ball very well in that first quarter, got the lead, and then went into kind of coast mode offensively, I think. Plus, Rushi picked their defense up a little bit, but that's a good basketball team. They're only going to get better.
And when the Redskins' jump shooting improves, look out, because they're missing some 10, 12-footers that I think a month from now they will make.
I think you're right.
And Larissa Poling will get well for the Rushi Raiders. Ankle injury suffered late in the volleyball season, still bothering her. Hopefully the Raiders have her at nearly tip-top form against Anna next Saturday, and for sure for that second go-round against Fort Loramie on Thursday, January 17th. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Tuesday night, 7:10 webcast time, 7:30 tip. It's Sydney at Bell Fountain. And stay abreast of the website for our games late next week and next weekend here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, alongside stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have defeated the Rushi Raiders by a final tally of 51-25.